Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 132 of Ask Pat. I hope you're having an awesome day. Before we get to today's question from Sarah over in the UK, I do want to mention that you can download an app that will help you better consume the Ask Pat content that you hear every day, as well as the Smart Passive Income blog and podcast content. If you go to askpat.com/app, you can, for free, download the SPI application to your mobile phone. The iOS version is out as of today's recording, and an Android version is coming out very soon. If you're listening to this in the future, just go to that same link, and when the Android one is available, you'll see an option there. Again, that's askpat.com/app. Now, let's check out today's question from Sarah.
Hi, Pat. My name's Sarah Murphy, and I run a blog called The Freelance Naturopath. I've spent a year, roughly, building it up from scratch, and it's been a huge learning curve. And based on those experiences, I've decided to narrow my target market and start a new blog. However, I've actually built up a good email list on my old site, which I really don't want to lose. So I was wondering if you had any suggestions about how to encourage my old readers to move with me to the new blog, and also perhaps a few ideas about what to do with the old blog. Would you leave it up there, or do a redirection page, or how do you get people to that stumble upon that to sort of move to your new blog with you? Thanks so much for all your posts. They've helped me so much. Thanks again.
Sarah, thank you so much for the question. And first of all, congratulations to you and the growth of your site. Secondly, congratulations to you for, you know, understanding where you want to go with the future of your site and understanding that you know, you have this new direction and that you want to narrow down your focus, which will allow you to better serve your audience as well. A lot of people don't understand that that's the case. You know, by narrowing your audience at some point, you can actually better serve them and actually do much better. You'll be much more easier to become an expert or be considered an expert if you aren't one already. It's much easier to write and speak their language and sell things to them and write blog posts and provide content and just solve all the pains and problems with your solutions by narrowing down your niche. So awesome. Thank you so much. And also thank you for, you know, all the kind words at the end of your question there. So let's get to this. You have an existing site with an existing audience and an email list that has grown to quite a good size, which is good. And you want to start this new site. Good. Okay, here are the steps that I've laid out for you. The first thing you want to do is let everybody on your current site know in advance what you're up to. You don't want to just all of a sudden have them one day come to a site where they're redirected and not really know what's going on. You know, change is hard for a lot of people. Everybody, when Facebook changes, freaks out, right? And even though those changes might be good, people just like the way things are. So do understand that you are going to probably see some backlash from people, especially your more outspoken audience members. But don't let that stop you, because I believe this is a good direction. And if you believe it's a good direction, then you should do it. Don't let, you know, the 0.01% of people who say something negative, you know, sway you from this decision. Now, if a majority of people you find, and through testing and case studies and by actually reaching out to people, you find that it just wasn't the right move, then that's different. But I don't think that's going to be the case. But whatever it may be, let people know in advance what you're up to. A, this is just a very transparent thing to do, and it shows that you're keeping your audience in the loop of what's going on. You're thinking of them, which they're going to appreciate. It also shows the growth of your site and you as a person in your business. It shows professionalism. And as a byproduct of all that, it's going to create hype. It's going to create hype for this new change. You want to talk about it. You want to tease it. You want to talk about it like it's an event. And you want to have a specific day where this happens. You don't just want to say, oh, sometime soon we're going to make changes. I think it's best if you say on this date things are going to change, so people can prepare for it. It'll create hype and excitement, and people will look forward to it, and it'll give people time to decide what to do beforehand, which I think is really important, especially – anyway, let me just keep going here. Second thing you want to do specifically with your email list is you want to start building a new list. You can even start now before you start your new site, or as you're building your new site. And this list will, of course, be a more narrowed list, and you're going to, of course, want people on your existing list to go to this new list, because this new list is going to be the one, your main list on your new site. So what you could do is you can announce on your blog and through email, potentially do both, or I would recommend to do both, and you could either link to a landing page where people can resubscribe to a new list, or if you're using an email service provider, and some of them do this, some of them don't, but you might want to check, where you can actually insert a link to have people click that automatically subscribes them to that new list. I know Infusionsoft does this. A couple of people I know actually did this recently to help clean their inboxes. It's a great strategy for cleaning your inbox. And you just have to understand that you might have, let's say, and I'm just picking a random number here, you might have 10,000 people on your email list. If you have 10,000 people on your current email list and you have this option to go to a new list and clean it out or start this new list for your new site, not everybody's going to come. So don't be worried if the numbers are seemingly, especially in the beginning, very small, because you're used to having this giant email list and you're starting a new one. You know, you're starting from zero. But of course, you're not actually starting from zero, but you're just getting people over from your old one to your new one, or people who are on your blog over to the new list at the same time. And it's not going to be as big as your current list. But understand that even if people are on your existing list, not everybody's going to want to go to your new list. They might not want to do that right away. They might want to see what it's all about first before subscribing. So don't get yourself down if you find that people are just not excited about getting onto your new list. Again, it takes a lot for people to send and give you their email address. So maybe they want to see something first. So don't, again, be worried if people aren't subscribing to your new list. It's going to grow anyway. And you're going to use your existing site for a little bit to, after you launch your new site, to get people over to your new site and subscribe to your list that way. And sort of along those lines, you, over time, want to make more lead-up announcements. I would actually give, at a minimum, 3 weeks advance notice that this is happening. And that might be even pushing it, you know, a month in advance. Hey guys, in a month from now, there's going to be changes. I'm going this new direction. Here are the reasons why. This is why it's good. This is why you should follow me. And if people don't, then you don't want them on your new site, right? This is you meeting this new direction. You can't expect everybody to come over. And you know that you're going to be focusing on some more narrow items for your audience. And you want the people who are interested in those things to follow you. You don't want anybody else doing it. So more lead up announcements. You could do, you know, one a week leading up to it, or just mention it here and there on the site, or if you have a podcast as well. You can also do something special on your new site on launch day as well, which is what I would do, and mention that leading up to it as well. Hey guys, we got a special contest, or there's something special I have to give to everybody who is a part of the new site. You know, some sort of giveaway, perhaps a PDF, some sort of a lead magnet that you could just give away, whether you choose to put it behind the subscription or not. That's up to you. You can have, once you launch your new site, again, make it a whole big deal. Make an event. Make a webinar out of it. Get on a Q&A with people. You know, that I think would be awesome to have people have an opportunity to ask you questions about either the move or something else related to your niche. And then you can help drive people to your new site. You can have that video there and post it, you know, the one you record from your webinar or live Google Hangout, and you could post it on your old site. What I would do with your old site is have one sort of sticky post that is sort of the announcement of this new site with links to your new site, what it's all about, a link or embed of this particular video that we just talked about, just to give people who may not capture those emails or who, you know, that I don't want to confuse you with that word, for people who aren't getting those emails or who aren't opening them, who just occasionally visit your site, you know, there's going to be some people who come to your site who are like, whoa, what's going on here? I haven't been here for a while. That sticky post will tell them what's up, and it'll tell them all the news. And you'll want that there for, a couple months, I would say. And then after a couple months, you know, you sort of get everybody who is coming to your site anyway over to your new site. And at that point, you know, maybe even after just a month, I would do a redirect. I would do a redirect, and you could even redirect. Actually, this is probably the smart thing to do. And you could do this after a couple weeks, actually. I apologize, Sarah, but this is what I would do. I'm sort of just thinking out loud here. You know, I do outline my answers here, but, you know, a lot of times even better answers come as I go. So what I would do is I would launch your new site and have that sticky post on your old site up just for a few days, actually, maybe for a week at most. And then I would redirect, but I wouldn't redirect to the new homepage. I would redirect to a landing page on your new site that says, hey, thanks for coming by. This is my new site. This is what it's all about. You can even have a welcome video there if you want. You can even have a link to that webinar that we talked about. But that way, people are coming to your new site, but they're just not put on the homepage and off to fend for themselves. They're put on a specific landing page, again, on your new site, so they can click around, they can see what's going on. But it's sort of a landing page that tells them what's up and welcome to the new site. Especially if you have some link or good rankings on Google. And things like that. People coming from Google, for example, will land on that page and see what it's about. And they can continue to move forward. You can ask them to subscribe to that email list right there on that page as well. And I would also give them some calls to actions as far as perhaps some first articles they should be reading. So, Sarah, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much. Please keep us posted. Shoot me an email at some point down the road to let me know how things are going. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. Thank you so much for the question again. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, and you might get featured just like Sarah did, and also get a free t-shirt as a result. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. If you go to getfreshbooks.com and in the How'd You Hear About It section, put in the words Ask Pat, you get a free trial. You know, it's summer. The days might be longer, but you have better things to do than track your invoices, manage expenses, and chase clients for payments and all that crazy stuff. Use FreshBooks. It's going to help you. Millions of other entrepreneurs are using it, and it's going to help you stay organized and focus more on the things you need to focus on in your business and less on all this stuff that FreshBooks will do for you. You know, check it out. GetFreshBooks.com and put in Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About It section. And of course, I'm going to end with a quote, and this is from the awesome Seth Godin. This quote is, connect, create meaning, make a difference, matter, be missed. Those are the instructions right there. Connect, create meaning, make a difference, matter, be missed. I'll miss you, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Cheers. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course,
the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.